Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Stress fractures are among the most common overuse injuries affecting runners, basketball players, gymnasts, dancers, and other high-impact athletes. In this article, we will discuss stress fracture prevention. Stress fractures are tiny cracks in a bone that develop when repetitive loading or overuse causes bone damage faster than the body can repair it. The good news is that most stress fractures are preventable. With smart training, proper nutrition, strength training, and adequate recovery, athletes can reduce their risk while maintaining peak performance. Why stress fractures happen? Common causes and risk factors. Bones are constantly rebuilt through a process called bone remodeling. During training, microscopic damage is a normal part of adaptation, but rapid increases in training or inadequate recovery can prevent bones from repairing efficiently. Stress fractures are a specific part of a broader spectrum known as bone stress injuries, which often begin as a stress reaction before progressing to a fracture if repetitive loading continues. Common risk factors include sudden increases in training volume or intensity, repetitive high-impact sports such as running, basketball, and gymnastics, low energy availability, including relative energy, deficiency in sport, REDS, vitamin D or calcium deficiency, previous stress fractures, biomechanical factors, including flat feet or high arches, worn out or inappropriate athletic shoes, poor sleep and insufficient recovery. How to prevent stress fractures? 1. Progress training. Gradually. One of the most effective ways to prevent stress fractures is through proper load management. Rapid increases in running mileage, jumping drills, or training intensity place additional stress on bones before they have fully adapted. Gradually increasing training volume, scheduling recovery weeks, and alternating hard and easy workouts allow bones to strengthen alongside muscles and tendons. Incorporating lower-impact cross-training activities, such as cycling or swimming, can also reduce repetitive loading while helping maintain cardiovascular fitness. Athletes returning from injury should also follow a structured rehabilitation plan to reduce the risk of re-injury. 2. Fuel bone health with proper nutrition. Strong bones require more than consistent training. They also depend on proper nutrition. Adequate calories, protein, calcium, and vitamin D all support normal bone remodeling and recovery. Athletes who consistently underfuel their training may develop relative energy deficiency in sport, REDS, a condition associated with impaired bone health and an increased risk of bone stress injuries. Most athletes can meet their nutritional needs by eating a balanced diet that includes dairy products, fortified foods, leafy greens, oily fish, and other nutrient-rich foods. When dietary intake is insufficient or a deficiency has been identified, a healthcare professional may recommend vitamin D supplements to help maintain healthy vitamin D levels. In some cases, a vitamin D and calcium supplement may also be appropriate to support normal bone health. Supplements should complement, not replace, a healthy, balanced diet. 3. Prioritize recovery. Exercise challenges your body, but recovery is when your bones, muscles, and other tissues repair and become stronger. Sleep supports hormone regulation, muscle repair, and bone remodeling, while scheduled rest days allow microscopic bone damage to heal before it progresses into a stress injury. Persistent fatigue, declining performance, or lingering soreness may indicate that recovery deserves as much attention as training. 4. Include strength training. Resistance training helps build stronger bones by exposing the skeleton to controlled mechanical loading. Exercises such as squats, lunges, deadlifts, and single leg stability exercises improve muscular strength while supporting bone density. Stronger muscles also absorb more impact forces, reducing stress on bones during running and jumping. A well-designed strength program should complement sport-specific training throughout the year. 5. Wear appropriate footwear. Appropriate footwear alone cannot prevent stress fractures, but it can help reduce repetitive loading. Athletic shoes should match the athlete's sport, foot mechanics, and training surface, and worn-out shoes should be replaced regularly. Rotating running shoes and avoiding sudden changes in footwear may also help manage impact forces during training. Don't ignore the early warning signs. Stress fractures rarely occur without warning. Early symptoms often include localized pain during activity, tenderness over a specific bone pain that gradually worsens with continued exercise, discomfort that eventually persists after training. Ignoring these signs can allow a stress reaction to progress into a complete fracture, leading to a much longer recovery. Early evaluation by a qualified sports medicine professional can help ensure timely diagnosis and appropriate treatment. Building long-term bone resilience. Preventing stress fractures isn't about avoiding training, it's about helping the body adapt safely. Progressive load management, balanced nutrition, adequate recovery, strength training, appropriate footwear, and early recognition of symptoms all work together to support healthy bones. Athletes who consistently prioritize these fundamentals are more likely to stay healthy, train consistently, and perform at their best throughout the season and over the long term. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.